Now he says the watchman of Ephraim was with my God. But the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all the ways, and hatred in the house of his God. The watchman, evidently, there were a few fanatical fundamentalists around in that day warning the people. And yet he says that the prophet is the snare of a fowler. And that's harsh language. I would never use that kind of language to speak of the liberal today, and yet I believe that liberalism is in control of the news media. You couldn't get a fundamental message on the television today or on the radio. Liberalism just won't have it. They turn it down. And yet they have a sacred cow known as the freedom of the press, freedom of speech. Well, fundamentalists have very little freedom today, I can assure you that. But I do want to say that liberalism, whether it's in politics, whether it's in the news media, or whether it's in the pulpit, is a snare. It's like a trap that is set, and it brainwashes people today. And as a result, friends, we've been in trouble ever since World War II. In fact, before World War II, this nation began to move into trouble, and we've had nothing but trouble ever since. And it's time somebody is making a diagnosis and give a prognosis of the case. The problem is we've turned from God as a nation as a whole. That is the condition today. And God has become a big swear word in Washington, probably used more than any other, but only used in the form of blasphemy, never in the form of prayer or of worship of Him. Now, let's move along here in this. He says, verse 9, they have deeply corrupted themselves as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, he will remember their iniquity. He will judge their sins. Now, there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. God intends to judge sin. Now, maybe you don't like it, but that's exactly what he says, that he intends to judge sin. Now, he says here in verse 10, and let me begin reading at verse 10. He says something else is going to happen to you. He says, I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first ripe in the fig tree. Now, the vine and the fig tree are symbols of the nation Israel. And that's well established all the way through the Word of God. And Hosea just comes right out and says it. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first ripe in the fig tree, her first time. But they went to Baal Peor and separated themselves under that shame, and their abominations were according as they loved. Now, they not only established calf worship in both Samaria and Bethel, but they also brought in the prophets of Baal under Ahab and Jezebel.